In the name of our Lord, the Gospel according to St. John gives us this comment on Jesus' understanding of human nature. Jesus knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. He knew what was in man. The character of both humankind in general and any individual in particular lay exposed before his all-knowing gaze like an open book. In many of his encounters with various people, Jesus' purpose was to lead them to catch a glimpse of themselves as he saw them, to allow them to see the full dimensions of their need for a Savior, to understand why he had come into the world. To have a spiritual problem of such a magnitude that our situation is hopeless is indeed a grim situation to be in. But to be in that situation and not know it makes it dreadful. And when not knowing gets combined with an obstinate refusal even to consider what might be the case, then the condition is truly critical. Jesus wants to bring us all to a comprehension of what our condition is in the face of sin, death, the curse of the law, and the power of the devil. His purpose ultimately is to bring us to see him as the only Savior, the only hope that we have. In our reading, which is the historic gospel for the 13th Sunday after Trinity, Jesus has a confrontation with an expert in the law of God, a man whose mind was steeped in the Old Testament scriptures. The learning of some of those ancient Jewish scholars was absolutely astounding. Lifetimes devoted to the study of the scriptures, comprehensive knowledge of everything in what we call the Old Testament, large portions of it committed to memory. Unfortunately, many could not see the forest on account of the trees. They couldn't get the picture of themselves. And such was the case with the lawyer who came to Jesus. In the letter to the Galatians, St. Paul asks this penetrating question: "Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law?" Jesus employs the same line of reasoning with this lawyer, whose passion for being under the law had rendered him incapable of hearing what the law said. It was the will of Jesus that this proud man's mouth should be stopped, and that he too should see his guilt before God, learn to recognize his need for a Savior, and find that Savior in Jesus of Nazareth. May our Lord so bless our hearing of his holy word that it drives us to embrace him in faith as Lord and Savior. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 10, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."